If there's one thing that unites Republicans and Democrats on the topic of higher education, it's the acknowledgement that community colleges are going to play a much larger role for students in the future. Dr. Bill Ingram, president of Durham Technical Community College, says that it's vital to keep in mind that community colleges serve a much different set than your average university, and any changes to that system should reflect that.
They come with a wide variety of experiences. They come with a wide variety of worldviews. They come with a wide variety of challenges and opportunities in their lives. So unlike a university campus, where the student body is fairly homogeneous in terms of age, in terms of background, students come to community colleges with a lot of ambition, but in many cases without a lot of supports on the that are important outside the classroom.
Because of that diversity, Ingram says that access to services like tutoring and career counseling are much greater priorities than at larger universities. He also says that professors who come to teach at community colleges face a much more challenging set of circumstances than do those at more traditional colleges.
Having the capacity to work in an environment that's a very heterogeneous environment in the classroom, being able to serve students who come with a variety of backgrounds, with a variety of learning styles, with a variety of interests and a variety of opportunities before them, and be able to connect with those students in meaningful ways is probably our faculty's biggest challenge.
Ingram admits that there's no one magic solution to fix either of those issues. He does say that while more money can always help, he thinks there needs to be a recognition that the mission of community colleges and higher education in general is not always static.
It's not enough to say we need additional resources. I think, again, what we need in addition to those resources, we need a recognition that our mission is evolving and is challenging, and that we have to be very thoughtful about how we serve an increasingly diverse population with increasingly diverse educational needs and interests.
As to the nature of community college, which is fast becoming seen as the way to circumvent high tuition costs at universities, Ingram has a progressive approach.
It's in a way logical that people in Durham and Orange counties think about Durham Tech not primarily as a higher education institution leading to baccalaureate degrees, but more that technical education. That's changing, and we're working hard to change that.
Despite the push for making college, and especially community college, free, Ingram sees problems with the idea. He says that making college free might make it inherently less meaningful and productive because nobody would be putting their own skin in the game. He also says that it might have some unintended consequences.
Plans that are promoted around free college are really subsidies for middle-class families. The Tennessee Promise is a good example for that. It's called a last dollar scholarship. The Tennessee Promise pays for the difference between federal aid and the cost of tuition at a college. So the greater your family's financial need is, the more financial aid you receive from the federal government, meaning the fewer dollars you need for the Tennessee Promise. On the other side of that, if your family doesn't require as much federal aid to cover tuition, the Tennessee Promise pays more. So a student in Tennessee whose family earns enough money that they're not eligible for federal financial aid gets a full scholarship for the Tennessee Promise, whereas a low-income student who is receiving full financial aid from the federal government, it's a much smaller scholarship. The scholarship in Tennessee benefits middle-class families in many ways more than it does lower-class families.
Ingram also says that the key to reforming higher education at all levels is to recognize it's not only designed for getting people jobs, but for a much higher and much more egalitarian purpose.
It's there to prepare people to be meaningful and contributing citizens to the state, which involves not just career skills, but life skills, and skills around understanding the importance of citizenship. If you think education is expensive, try ignorance.
Will Arrington, 97.9 The Hill.